And at 14 to 11, Dave Carlson joins us. How are you, Dave?
I'm good, thanks, Cos. But more importantly, how are you? It's great to have you back.
Yes, mate, I copped the dog's disease. Don't worry about that. I got the hat trick, mate. The flu, pneumonia and asthma. Yeah, beaut.
Well, Andrew Bensley did an outstanding job in the green and white rug, the first reserve. He hopped into the boxes and absolutely brained it.
Yeah, he would have.
Just from the top, Sean, nominations for Maitland Adapto this Thursday are still open. They're open till 11, with nominations for Dubbo this Saturday closing at 9 a.m. tomorrow. And from the top also, Sean, the best of wishes to trainer John Finn. John has triple bypass surgery on his heart today, and that was after John and Minnie Finn landed a winning treble at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. So we wish John all the best today.
Now, plenty of action Dubbo way on the weekend.
Well, I tell you what, it was terrific last night. We had the two heats of the TAB Million Dollar Chase Regional Final at Dubbo, and Charmaine Roberts, she qualified two runners for this coming Saturday night's final. And I can tell you, her partner, Shane Stiff, who's the boss of the Dubbo Club, was very, very happy. They won Heat 2 with Annabelle keeping in a fast 29.67, while Cliff keeping finished 4th in Heat 1 in 30.34, so also goes through to the decider. And Shane Stiff is our guest today. Shane, good morning. Let's start with Annabelle keeping. The daughter of Fabregas and Shelley keeping looks to have a very bright future. She's only 20 months old. She's won 4 of 5 starts, including 3 500 runs at Dubbo, and she's broken 30 seconds every time.
Yep. Morning, David. Morning, Cosy and listeners. How are you going? Yeah, Dave, there's a little bit of a story to Annabelle. We're as proud as punch with her, but she's only in the last 3 starts come over into the race, and she was over with all the pups, and about 4 or 5 weeks ago after the Gunnedah win, the young bloke at Gunnedah, young Mick Heend, and he wanted her. I told him he could have her for 5,000. He ran to his father, and his father wouldn't produce the cash, so he's filthy, but she just keeps improving. We don't know how she improves so much. The only thing, when we go back and have a look at our trial books, all of the trials she was going with, Muzzer and Squiggle and obviously Cliff and a couple of trials she was even behind Don't Mind Me, which, you know, he's as fast as a rocket for the bad dog. So she's just on her own, and she's coming to the racing kennel, and she's just grown another 3 or 4 lengths. And I hope she does keep improving, because she's going really, really, really well. So.
Well, last night she beat a good field. She had Paws of Thunder winner and 2018 Million Dollar Chase semi-finalist Bucks Future. Connie's Boy ran third, and the hot favourite Midnight Dare finished 4th after a moderate beginning. But one thing about Annabelle keeping, she does get out of the boxes beautifully.
Yeah, the first session was only par for course, 448. But, I mean, in that field, and that, like, she was way outgraded. She's having start number 5 or 6. She said 20 months old. Up the back, I thought Sydney Swain's dog was $1.10, but you watch the replay, she's actually pulling away from a bit on the line. So, stuck her to the wolves, and she keeps delivering. And, as they say, keep your dogs in good company. Your dogs in bad company and yourself in good. But she went the opposite way. They were the top grade field of real, real good dogs, and we were just as proud as punch of her.
Well, Shane, Annabelle keeping's drawn box 7 for next Saturday night's Dubbo Regional Final of the TAB Million Dollar Chase. Connie's Boy is in 1. Your other runner, Cliff Keeping, in 2. Midnight Dare 3. Bucks Future 4. Midnight Joyce 5. We've got Jimmy Casey in 6. Nangar Gift in 8. The reserves, Claire Fallon and Winlock Ramirez. What are your thoughts on the 7 and the 2 for your pair?
We don't mind Annabelle out wide. The only problem is all the speed is in 8 in Barnes's bitch. She's a top grade bitch in her own right, and she uses the speed. Poor old Cliffy's he's one of the family pets, and there was no other race for him. He's way, way outgraded. I'd say he's a million to one to win an even there, let alone making the final, but he just goes along wherever we're going, and that's Cliffy. But it's an all-round, like all of them being, like, we've seen all the finals come about, Bulleye, the ones that have had them, and that Richmond, and that, they're just top-class fields, top-class dogs. It's just a great reach any owners, trainers and breeders in New South Wales. And as I said, and I'll keep saying it, we congratulate the Greyhound Race in New South Wales, Tony Mestroff and the team he's put together there. It's just a great concept, this MDC. All the top trainers from Melbourne, like, wait to see the Wagga heats, the people that are taking their dogs there, all half their dogs from the Speedstar yesterday, going to end up at Wagga. I think it'll be the place to be with Johnny Patton and the boys down there this Friday night, you know?
It's another busy week, Shane, that is for sure. But Dubbo this Saturday night should be an absolute beauty. You've got the Australian country music legend Adam Harvey playing live after the last.
Mate, Adam Harvey after the last, as I said, it's Dubbo, like yesterday we had the horses and then the dogs. And but going from Sunday afternoon to Saturday night, prime time, 5:30, hopefully we get 10 or 11, 12 gun races, the fastest foot on Leagues Greyhounds. Got that field, we've got a couple other finals, and then Adam Harvey, like, you know, sit back, have a beer after the dogs are raced, and watch Adam Harvey live at Dubbo Dogs. It will be sensational.
Yeah, terrific. It will be indeed. But Shane, Canamble's not too far away. The famous carnival's on the October long weekend. Are you taking any dogs up there?
We've got no maidens named, Dave. We're in the process of breaking 8 or 9 in at the moment. And we've only got the dogs that are racing, and they're hopefully all heading to Wentworth Park. Charmaine's, you know, this morning she's looking at the program, and one or two of them might end up there. But we've got about 40 to break in the next 2 months, 3 months. But just the timing from now, 12, 15 months ago, we had no pups. So you can't tell the brood bitches we want them on now to have pups 18, 19, 20 months old for the Canamble now. So it would be very, very quiet Canamble for us. But, you know, go and enjoy it, because you know the hospitality they show at Canamble, and it's the place to be in the October long weekend.
Too right. Well, let's also hope you get some rain. I know, look, I was reading yesterday, Shane, that you're just about almost out of water in Dubbo, and that's the same for so many other country areas. So we're just hoping. I mean, I just wish they had built some dams instead of thinking about it now. But anyway, we're very lucky that you can.
Us at home, Dave, we've got bulls, and the bulls are real, real good. But, yeah, you know, people don't know. A couple of trainers that drove from Sydney come out last night, Mark Hardman and Nick Hardman. They couldn't believe it, you know, how dry and how bad it is, and the ruse and that we've all got to dodge. But it'll rain one day, mate. It's just, you know, it's the cycle of living here in Australia. And when it does, it'll be real, real good. But just hope it comes sooner rather than later.
Indeed, Shane. Well, to you and Charmaine, all the very best Saturday night in the Dubbo final and going forward. And keep up the great work. You, of course, are the boss of the Dubbo Club. And thank you for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Yeah, it's a big thanks to all of the staff at Dubbo, the committee and my staff. They make me look real good, mate. They work tirelessly to promote the dog track and make it look spick and span. And Amanda and all of our staff, I can't thank them enough. They do all the hard yards, you know, and they're a real, real good job. And I, once again, I'd like to thank Amanda and the committee and all the staff at Dubbo Greyhound Club.
Good on you, Shane. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Cozzy. Thanks, Dave. Have a good week, mate.
Thanks very much. Yeah. Shane Stiff there, Coz. And congratulations are also in order for Lithgow trainer Mark Swift. Midnight Joyce winning her heat of the Dubbo Million Dollar Chase in 29 and 79, running down Nangar Gift in the final stages. $81 fixed from the tab. And Mark, of course, trained Smart Valentino to win the National Distance Championship at the Meadows 6 years ago.
Now one of the Victorians cleaned up in the Million Dollar Chase.
The Mexicans, they came over the border, and I'll tell you what, the Andrea Daly Kennel, pardon me, was the shining star in the Richmond heats on Friday night, winning all three of them, qualifying a further two for this Friday night's final. Dinah Unther won heat one in 30 and 78, defeating kennel mate Lectra Spring, while Lectra Zephyr took out heat two in 30 and 77 from kennel mate Rockstar Beeve, while in the third heat, Andrea, Tom and George dominated again, with Jaro Bale bolting in 30 and 53 from Mark Gatz chaser Shanzo Prince. Defending Million Dollar Chase champ Mystic Riot finished fifth from box one, and I don't think she likes chasing inside of dogs. She's definitely better from a wide draw. Now, the box draw for Friday night's Richmond final is Lectra Zephyr 1, Lectra Spring 2, Shanjo Prince 3, Jaro Bale 4, He's All Shine, another one for Mark Gatt 5, Rockstar Beeve, pardon me, in 6, Mrs. M Grand 7, and Dinah Unther 8, the reserves Fernando Porsche and Ryko Boss. Jarro Bale, the $2.70 tab fixed odds favourite. You've got Dinah Hunter at $3.10. On Saturday night, the Daily Kennel won the Bulleye Regional Final of the Million Dollar Chase when young star Shimmer Shine defeated sole New South Wales runner Pindari Express by a length and a half in 26.05. Jeff Britton's pair, Western Envoy and Premium Share, were next across the line, and those four I mentioned are through to the semi-finals at Wentworth Park on Friday night, October 11. While at Casino on Friday afternoon, New South Wales Painted Picture for Mark Wilkes won the regional final there in 27.46 from the Queenslanders Pitch Black Jet, Brandy Alexander and Wise Misty. And that quartet also into the semis. And tonight, Sean, it's Nowra's turn to host the TAB Million Dollar Chase Heats, Lismore's, tomorrow night.
All right. Now, Dave, Feral Frankie just got nutted.
Yeah, many of us thought the Feral had just pipped Lucy's Milo and the Lion in the Speedstar match race in very, very wet conditions, the main Speedstar match race series at Sandown, but it wasn't to be for the Feral. The result of that happened to be academic anyway, because Jason Thompson's young flyer, Hooked on Scotch, took out the Speedstar series, clocking an unbelievable 29-11 in the wet. Senekee was second, Black Signature third, Tornado Tears took out the staying event from Rajasthan and Blue Shadows, while Jason Thompson also had success in the 595-metre Speedstar with Spring Bridge. Rockstar Prince was second and True Detective was third. Cos?
All right. Now, you got a couple of tips for us?
Well, let's hope so. We've got three New South Wales meetings today. Bathurst kicks off at 4:22. The best bet is in the first. Race 1, number 2, King's Daydream. 1-2, the value bet. Race 6, number 8, Dana Corporal. 6-8. Nowra from 5:36, big meeting there, best bet. Race 5, number 2, Bit Flash. Heat 1 of the TAB Million Dollar Chase. I think it's $101 to take out the series. Might be worth a fiver on that. The value bet, race 10, number 6, Fabulous Penny, 10-6. While Grafton races tonight from 6:08, the best bet there in race 1, number 7, Kamari, race 1, number 7. The value bet, race 8, number 4, Black Tinker, 8-4. And that does us for another Going Greyhounds. Great that you're back on deck, Cos. Keep it up, old son.
Good on you, Dave. Good to be back too, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, mate. Cheers.
Dave Carlson, it is 11:01, Sky Sports Radio.